All of the students are having fun. Alexis and Trevor seem to be interested in each other. They are together and talking all night. Fast forward 3 months. Alexis and Trevor are now dating. Let me see your phone. Who's texting you?
Why do you always demand the room I text? You never show me yours.
Excuse me? What do you mean? I don't see an issue. I just care about you.
If you really care about me, you'd actually trust me, and you wouldn't treat me the way you're doing. Brianna never asked to go through Jalen's phone.
Okay, first of all, Brianna isn't doing things right. Second, it's not about you. I honestly trust you. It's all these other girls who could be hitting up your phone.
Alexis starts showing warning signs of an abusive relationship by controlling who Trevor hangs out with, what clothes he wears, and when he goes out. She reads all of his texts all the time, knowing all of his password, but never gives her own. She is also pressuring him to have sex, and he is not ready. Trevor recognizes that these are clear red flags for relationship abuse.
Listen, Alexis, there hasn't been a single moment in this relationship where I felt like you trusted me. I really think we need to break up.
Excuse me? Are you serious right now?
Yes, I am. This isn't really working out anymore, and I don't feel happy.
I just can't believe you. You seriously think you can break up with me after all I've done for you? You wouldn't even be where you are now if it wasn't for me.
Yes, I'm serious, and I can't believe you even say that. You were toxic and manipulative, and you're honestly the worst thing has ever happened to me.
Well, you know what? I'm downloading Tinder right now.
Whose story do you want to follow after the breakup? Alexis or Trevor?